Bill Farmakas, president of J.L. Farmakas Incorporated, explains what the Farmer Speak study is all about.
We had about 160 responses, and it really is producers primarily in the Midwest. We have some in California. We do have some in the Southeast, North Carolina and South Carolina, averaging about 1,900 acres. And really, as the theme states, Farmer Speaks, what we try to do is ask the producers what's on their mind. We ask even ag, sports, election, a lot of different items, but what continued to scream as they talked to us was this spring in particular and some of the challenges that they have at this time of year.
He said farmers shared the changes they are making to survive the downturn.
I guess the two things that really kind of jumped out at us is the precarious financial position the farmers are looking at for this year. Coming off of two or three very strong years, we were a little surprised to hear that. Some of the areas that I think that what they're really trying to reduce their cost, one is land rent. And we're seeing a lot of negotiations on the land rent going on. And it was interesting that the younger farmer was more successful in negotiating lower land rent than some of the older producers.
And Farmakas says one interesting fact from this survey was that half of the farmers surveyed are seeking off-farm employment,
which is, I think, normal this time, but again, a jump. 74% are looking to switch to generics or change brands in their crop protection products, and over 37% of the farmers are looking at no new equipment purchases this year. So kind of striking items. I think we all kind of heard that this might be happening, but again, we're seeing it in our study here.
Also among the findings was farmers reducing traits and seeds and making changes in fertilizer practices. A follow-up Farmer Speak study is being planned with an expanded farmer panel later this year. If interested in a copy of the study, you can go to their website. That's jlfarmakas.com/farmerspeaks. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.